You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Xness. Good evening, Terence. Lovely to speak to you again. Markets not having such a good day today. Last week, there was all the hype and buzz around this new government of national unity and what it could potentially hail for South African markets. But it seems that delay in appointing a cabinet is not sitting well with the markets.
Yeah, good evening, Jim. Great to be back on the show. I think that is the main thing that is driving our beloved South African rand at the moment and markets in general. As you mentioned, last week, equities, bonds, everything was in the green. Back of the announcement of that government of national unity and the prospect look like for future South Africa. But at the moment, I think the anticipation, you know, for the information to rather come out sooner rather than later.
Sooner rather than later. Hold that thought, Terence. We're struggling to hear you. You keep cutting in and out. I'm going to send you back to our producers. We're going to get you back on a very good line, and then we'll come back to you. While we do that, let me perhaps give the listeners a summary of what's been happening. The rand is at 18 rand 23 at the moment. At some point, this was at 17.97, 17.94 last week. So we've lost quite a bit of ground against the dollar, and we still have a couple of data points to come out from the US's side this week especially. And Terence is back. Terence, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back, Jimmy.
Fantastic. Sounds much better. You were saying that there's a lot that's gone into pricing, and the rand at the moment is very much on the receiving end of what's happening with sentiment. And then I kind of went into the US picture, and obviously that PCE data that's going to come out on Friday being such an important measuring point for the US around what they're going to do with inflation and interest rates and all of those things. Do you think that where we stand at the moment on the rand, we could see further rand weakness, and up to where? 1850, 1860?
Yeah, I think at 18.15 right now, it's reflective of the anxiety that we have in the market. The outlook has been rather positive in terms of, you know, what the markets are anticipating from the initial announcement of the government of national unity. So that alone, you know, we saw the rand breaking 18, getting to that 17 handle, what we've not seen in quite a long time. So that's very positive. So I think now the makeup of that government is what markets are anticipating, and the anxiety is building up. I think the moment the president was sworn in, was inaugurated, pretty much the next hour, you know, the markets would have anticipated that cabinet to have been announced. But there's a lot of moving parts that need to be gotten right. But the first thing that was well received with the markets was that GNU, which is great. Now, who is going to occupy what position? That is what's now driving that sentiment. And at 18.15, I think the whispers are reflective of where the rand is in terms of there's a mixed bag of emotions. I think the balance, in my opinion, is going to be right. The ANC is likely not going to give up too much. The DA would like to get more out of it, and you've got the other smaller parties that are, you know, chiming in into, you know, the makeup of that GNU. So I think that right balance, and it's not an overnight task, and these negotiations are very delicate. But at 18.15, sorry, I think it's reflective of, you know, good conversation and progress that's going, given that we've broken, you know, that 18 handle. We've got US PCE data, as you mentioned, expected later on in the week, at the end of the week, a very important inflation reading for the US. So on the back of that, if we look at our South African rand at 18.15, you know, would see that, you know, it's doing fairly well up until the announcement is actually made. And I think we might see, with the right announcement, further rally in the South African rand.
Terence, when we look at some of the local counters that have been moving, I had a quick look at what kind of had the biggest bearish day, and it looks like industrials gave back 1.2%, whereas resources and financials only gave back about 0.5%. Is obviously, when we saw the initial rally and the bump up, and I spoke to Gary Boyson about this yesterday to say financials kind of led that move, almost were the front runners compared to the other sectors with that uptick. When we now look at where we sit at the moment, and industrials are kind of coming off as well, and there's a bit of uncertainty, do we expect that we'll see another rally or a resumption of that rally if that balance is achieved? And if that balance isn't achieved, does that then affect overall investor sentiment around the world, or is it more the fact that the government of national unity exists and is a reality more so than who the specific ministers are?
Yeah, I think to the first part, certainly if the makeup is market friendly, as we'd like to call it, we would certainly see a further rally, if not stronger than the initial announcement that'll come through. I think traders would always like to get information ahead of time, naturally, and through the research mechanisms and permutations that they'll play out on the likely strengths of individuals occupying which certain portfolios, from the different statistics that they may have. But certainly, if the makeup comes out, is rand positive, if we'd call it, it will drive, the wider global sentiment. Why? Because I think the future outlook of what that GNU represents is what the buy-in would be, and is what has been prior, in terms of that rally we've seen through the equity market and through the bond market. And I think the hope is more on the policies that will be implemented, and the main thing is the growth that they're expecting to see out of South Africa, especially coming out of a zero base, having had COVID, with a strong young population. So I think there's a lot of factors that globally South Africa becomes a very attractive investment destination again.
What do we make of the commodities space, Terence? I want to get your thoughts on that. I've got a conversation a little later on with PwC around, obviously, the mining and commodities pricing and all of that. And I'm just having a look now at markets like the crude price. Brent has kind of sat at 85 rand. We had a brief dip below $80 a barrel. Sorry, not rands, dollars. Yeah, $80 a barrel. We're now back at $85 a barrel. We're not really moving from that point of view. And I suppose the ongoing tensions in the Middle East don't give for much direction there either. Do we expect volatility to be the order of the day in terms of whether it's commodities or even equities at this point? I think there's a lot of geopolitical things up in the air. How do we read those factors at the moment?
Yeah, I think the key thing that you just mentioned, Jimmy, is that geopolitical factor. I think that's the main driving force, especially around commodities such as, your crude. And there's been back and forth. There's been announcements of a possible ceasefire, and then there's backtrack around that. There's been headlines going in, or coming out, rather, around what the U.S. can or cannot do, should the tensions escalate in the Middle East region. So that remains a big factor in there. And then on the other commodities, such as gold, I mean, as a safe haven asset, I mean, it's doing extremely well. It will again, play on that geopolitical risk, that volatility that comes with that geopolitical risks into the market. So that play, I think, is one of the key things that's driving the commodity market. But beyond that, I think the fundamentals will eventually come into play with regards to the supply and demand. Where is the demand coming? And if we remember, when OPEC started cutting production, it was on the outlook of genuine demand outside of the geopolitical risks that are out there in the market or priced by the market at the moment. So those will come in as soon as the geopolitical risks dissipate. But I think geopolitics is playing the larger part in terms of the commodity pricing at the moment. And the fundamentals we eventually play down to the supply and demand of the respective commodities.
Before I let you go, Terence, I want to look at Ibex. They placed around 500 million Pepkor shares in the market. They've effectively just reduced their own stake in Pepkor from 43% down to about 30%, but at the same time increasing the free float of Pepkor stock from about 56% to about 69%. Now, they obviously they agreed to do this and have a lock-in period and all of the other dots and crosses that come with regulatory requirements, but they did it at a price of 18 Rand, which is a significant discount, or at least a 7% discount from where Pepkor was trading when they made this announcement. Do you think this is something that investors that are looking at Pepkor might want to be worried about, or could this just be a company like Ibex saying, we need to lighten our position, we have too much exposure here, or we want to take a different level of exposure somewhere else?
Yeah, I think it could be a play on exposure and certainly increasing liquidity. And especially if we look at the current, global backdrop, the higher for longer has constrained businesses more than what was anticipated. I think by this time of the year, from one of our last conversations, we had expected at least one or two rate cuts already, from the Fed. So that interest rate pinch is certainly hitting, quite a number of players. So liquidity starts becoming, a key thing, and especially cheaper liquidity rather than the expensive liquidity, given that higher for longer is likely to stay. Inflation is sticky for the long run. As we've seen, so probably the second half of the year, it might look maybe better. But for what we see it for now, is higher for longer. Is there so liquidity? Relatively cheaper liquidity becomes ideal at this moment.
Well, we take the positives where they come, and we are in need of those given some of the market movements. We'll leave it at that, Terence. Thanks, as always, for the insights and the time. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Xnest, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements as well as some corporate announcements.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.